Welcome to Your Strata Property, the podcast for property owners looking for reliable, accurate, and bite-sized information from an experienced and authoritative source. To access previous episodes and useful strata tips, go to www.yourstrataproperty.com.au.
Hello and welcome. I'm Amanda Farmer and this is Your Strata Property. I'm very excited to have you joining me for this very first episode of our podcast where we will talk all things strata. And what better place to start than having a chat about what exactly is strata? The other day I was at an event and I was talking to a young woman who, once she found out I was a strata lawyer, she said to me, "Amanda, I have just bought a strata unit. I have no idea what I've gotten myself into. What is strata? What is a strata manager? What are strata levies? What is all this paperwork that I have in my mailbox? And what am I supposed to do about it? Help." And I have a feeling that that's quite a common situation for those who have just bought their first home. They bought a unit, known in other parts of the world as an apartment, and they don't know what they've gotten themselves into. Strata is unique. It can be complicated. It can be old-fashioned, and it can be hard to find good information. So hopefully I can demystify strata a little bit for you through this podcast. So let's get into it. What is strata? Strata was invented in Australia about 55 years ago, and we can be quite proud about the fact that it is a system of property title that's now copied across the world. And it's a system that allows you to own part of a property only, sharing the other parts of the property with other owners. So how is it created? I want to try and explain this by using an example. Let's say that we're in Sydney's eastern suburbs. The local council has just chosen a large chunk of a beachside suburb to rezone, and where once only single-story houses were permitted, the new zoning means that multi-story buildings can now be constructed. We have a very astute, very successful property developer. Let's call him Joe. Joe finds out about this. He says, "Hey, that sounds like something I need to be involved in." And he starts buying up houses in this area, knowing that they're about to be rezoned and that he might be able to get a new development approved. So he buys up a number of houses. They're all in the one block. Let's say he buys about six. He puts together a development application and he lodges that with the local council. Now, by his application, he's telling the council that what he wants to do is knock down these six houses, and in their place, he wants to build one eight-story unit block. Let's say it's got 28 units and it's got basement parking. Now, if this development is approved by the local council, the unit block not only needs to be built in reality, it also needs to be created on paper. There needs to be a plan. And we call this the strata plan. Now, a strata plan is prepared by a registered surveyor, and once it's done, signed off, approved by council, it's registered with the Lands Department. And the effect of that registration is to turn those six lots that used to have six houses into the 28 lots and the common property that make up the new unit block. And I'm going to come back later to talk to you a bit more about lots and common property, because those are terms you'll come across regularly in strata. Now let's talk a bit about the strata plan number. When a strata plan is registered with the Lands Department, it's given a number. And at the moment, I think the Lands Department in New South Wales is issuing new strata plans with numbers that are around the 90,000 mark. So for example, Joe goes and lodges his plan for registration. The strata plan is stamped and registered with strata plan number 92518. A strata plan that's given the number 92518 actually means that it is the 92,518th strata plan to have been registered in New South Wales. That's pretty cool. A strata plan's number is unique to it, and it's something that you as a strata owner are likely to come across regularly in your day-to-day dealings with strata. So it's the number that's going to be on your levy notices, the letters that you get from your strata manager, the agendas and the minutes of meetings. It might be something that you're asked to provide to your bank, or if you're renovating your property, to your builder or tradespeople. They want to know what your strata plan number is. They also want to know what your lot number is. And be aware that your lot number is not always the same as your unit number that is on your front door. So if you want to find out what your strata plan number is, what your unit number is, have a look at your levy notice. That's probably a good place to start. Or if you're still a bit lost, give your strata manager a call. Drop him or her an email. Just say, hey, my name's Sam Smith. I live at number 2 Black Road. I hear you're my strata manager. I just want to know what my strata plan number and my lot number is. That will probably be the simplest question your strata manager gets all week, and they will very happily answer that one for you. All right, now returning to our strata plan that our successful developer Joe has now lodged with the Department of Lands. He's lodged that strata plan together with a series of bylaws. This is a term that you might also have come across in your strata dealings. A strata plan has to specify which bylaws are going to be adopted by the building, and the bylaws are a set of rules that govern the day-to-day activities of the building. The bylaws is where you find information about whether or not you're allowed to keep an animal, where you can and can't hang your washing, where you can and can't park your car, and the rules around using common facilities like the gym and the swimming pool. So I don't want to talk too much about bylaws right now. It's something we will definitely be coming back to in later episodes. But what I do want to explain is that the bylaws are almost always registered with the strata plan. Bylaws don't have to be registered with the strata plan, but it's a very unusual building that doesn't register them with the strata plan. And they're a document that you really should be reading before you buy your property. Or if you've forgotten to do that, don't panic. Have a read of them now and make sure that you're aware of the rules that are governing your community. All right, now I said I'd come back to talk about lots and common property. And I also said at the very beginning of this episode that strata is a system that allows you to own part of a property only, and you're sharing other parts with other owners. The part that you own is called your lot, and the part that you share with others is called common property. It's literally property in common. The strata levies that you pay each quarter are generally going towards the maintenance of the common property. So we're talking about things like stairwells in a walk-up building, lifts in a more modern building, the foyers, the entryways, the front door to the building, shared backyards, ventilation systems, swimming pools, gyms, all of those shared facilities that everybody uses a little bit of each day. And we've talked about your strata plan. The strata plan, literally the sheet of paper, is the place that you're going to go to find out where your lot ends and where the common property begins. Now, you might think that this is obvious. I can see the walls of my unit. I know where my front door is. I walk up the stairs and I walk into my unit. I've entered my lot. But this is one of the most vexed issues in strata law and one of the largest areas of dispute. If you can't work out with certainty where a lot ends and the common property begins, then you're going to be in a world of pain when you're trying to work out who's responsible for repair and maintenance, who's responsible if there's damage, if there's a water leak, if there are things left in the building. Are they on lot property? Are they on common property? It's a really common question. And what may seem simple at first glance often isn't so. So the strata plan is going to show all of the relevant boundaries of lots and common property. That should be your first place to go to try and answer this question. But reading strata plans can be confusing and it can be complicated. Some are more complicated than others. So sometimes just looking at the drawing on the plan can't give you a clear answer. And you've got to look at things like notations on the plan. So these are little notes written on the plan by the surveyor who prepared the plan. You might also have to go to the strata legislation and look at the definitions of lot. Different definitions apply, unfortunately, depending on when your building was built. So this is where the complexity comes in. There might also be bylaws that have rules about what parts of the property you can and can't use and what you should be doing or not doing within your lot, what you are and aren't responsible for. So it's important to be familiar with the bylaws as well, because they're going to change the way that you interact with lot and common property. So if you're a bit lost, it's always a good idea to get some expert advice. Every strata plan is different. And where you have a question with a lot riding on it, for example, am I responsible to pay this bill or not? It's usually worth doing some homework, getting some advice, and making sure you've got the right answer. Now, that just about concludes our very first episode of Your Strata Property. Thank you so much for listening in. We've talked about what is strata. We've talked about how strata plans are created. We've talked a little bit about bylaws, and I've talked a bit about lots and common property. And these are concepts that we're going to drill down into further in future episodes. A few steps you can take straight away to become a bit more familiar with your strata building. Check in with your strata manager. Find out who they are first if you don't know. Go to a meeting. You should be getting agendas for meetings, minutes of meetings in your mailbox or in some of our more progressive strata schemes in your email inbox, which is fabulous. Read the paperwork that you get. Drop your strata manager a line. Introduce yourself. And take an active role in your community. The more involved you are, the more you're going to learn and the more you're going to get out of your home or your investment. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Please feel free to leave a comment, ask a question. Happy to address any questions that are raised in future episodes of the podcast. Let's get the discussion going. And I look forward to you tuning in next time.
Thank you for listening to Your Strata Property, the podcast which consistently delivers to property owners reliable and accurate information about their strata property. You can access all the information below this episode via the show notes at www.yourstrataproperty.com.au. You can also ask questions in the comments section, which Amanda will answer in her upcoming episodes. How can Amanda help you today?